Montana News on the Northern News Network. I'm Brian Bennett. A team of researchers at the University of Montana Center for Transitional Medicine is playing a key role in the development of a more effective vaccine against tuberculosis, the infectious disease that has killed more people than any other. The Bill and Melinda Gates Medical Research Institute has begun the third and final phase of clinical trials for the new vaccine in seven countries. Ballots will be going out soon for the Montana June 4th primary election. Republican Joel Crowder, who is running for Congress in the Eastern District, talks about why he's running.
We need a new farm bill, and we can't secure our southern border because we can't get anything done. We're not making any progress on our national deficit, and it all comes back to dysfunction and chaos in Washington that I think is preventing us from solving our problems. And we need a new leadership. We need a new attitude in Washington. So that's why I'm in this race.
Keeping you connected, this is the Northern News Network.
Hi, this is Mark with the Montana Department of Revenue with a message for property owners. Spring is here and you'll soon be seeing our staff in the field to perform property reviews. It's not necessary to be present, but if you'd like to make an appointment to visit with us, or if you have questions about the appraisal process, visit mtrevenue.gov, contact one of our field offices, or call 444-6900. Thank you from the Montana Department of Revenue.
Talking with BNSF Railway, and 2023 was actually the safest year on record for BNSF.
We've been working for years and years to achieve our vision of an injury-free railroad. It is an outdoor sport, and we have to be very careful about where we're putting our employees and what we're asking them to do. And that's why we're so proud that when we closed out 2023, it was the safest year in our 175-year history.
BNSF, the rail industry's leader in safety.
At a summit in Great Falls College, MSU, Wednesday morning, attended by real estate professionals and community leaders, a housing assessment was presented by the Concord Group. It concluded the Electric City will need to increase housing supply by 650 units per year to meet projected demand, an increase in 450 units projected in a similar assessment released just in 2021. A new housing project in Belgrade aims to make homeownership more attainable for people living and working in the Gallatin Valley. The first phase of the Cameron Crossing development is nearing completion with more than 40 housing units set to welcome families. The U.S. Postal Service has decided to move a Casper, Wyoming's processing and distribution center to Billings. The decision comes as a part of its mailing processing facility review aimed to help modernize and streamline postal services. Postal Service will pour $6 to $8 million into Casper's redesigned local processing center. I'm Brian Bennett, Northern News Network.